Councillor, before we talk about the priorities, so when the city budget for this year is set to release?
Yeah, so actually the release of the budget, so all of the binders is going to be made public as of tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. We're having a press conference about the budget itself. And then the presentations and the process of presentations to council begins on Monday. So we'll be having presentations from the different commissioners and departments in transit, community services, public works. And also next week, as you had mentioned, we're starting our budget chats. So in the evenings of next week, I will be hosting my budget chat with Mayor Patrick Brown on Tuesday, January 14th at 6 p.m. at Fan de Flame in the city of Brampton, to give residents an opportunity to ask questions that they might have about the budget itself. And then we will conclude the budget conversations on council by hopefully Friday, and the presentations hopefully by Friday, and the vote on the budget itself will be happening the following Monday.
And what are the key priorities this year?
I think one of the biggest priorities for us, obviously, is going to be around safety, making making investments to improve the safety in the city of Brampton. We're also looking at investments on key projects. You know, as chair of community services, we are going to be investing more into cricket and keeping people healthy and active. It will be the year 2025 where residents and our seniors who are over the age of 65 will have access to free recreational membership and programs at the City of Brampton to keep all of our seniors active and healthy. So we're focusing a lot on keeping folks healthy and active in the City of Brampton. Also keeping in mind that there's a lot of financial pressures on all municipalities across the entire country. We only have one source, really, of revenue, which is property taxes. And we are trying our very best to keep those property taxes low, but also providing and prioritizing the services that we need in the city of Brampton.
So we'll see the increase in property tax this year?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Property tax, because people would like to know. So what's happening with the property tax? Are you going
to... So the budget, again, is the draft budget before it's being approved by council and the mayor, because this is a mayor's budget as well. And we're very fortunate because the mayor always wants to seek feedback from not just members of council on the budget and how to improve it, but also the public. It's not like the mayor is just saying, oh, here's the budget and I'm just going to approve it and this is what it is. So we're going to be, everyone will see tomorrow like other municipalities across the entire country facing the same financial pressures and increase the costs for construction or increase the cost for labor, we will be obviously having to increase property taxes to help cover those increases in costs. But what that final increase is going to look like, that's what the entire process is for.
And given the emphasis on transportation and infrastructure, specific investments are being proposed to enhance transit system and connectivity?
Yeah, so transit is, as we all know, the third transit facility is going to be built based on the announcement recently for the third transit facility. And transit is an important piece in terms of relieving some of the congestion in our growing community. So there will be, you can definitely expect increases to transit and transit service, but also, as I had mentioned, increasing in investments and supporting investments to keep our residents healthy and active in the city of Brampton. When our residents are healthy and active, we are supporting them and their health and helping them avoid trips to the hospital or the doctor because they're physically active, mentally active.
Councillor, as you mentioned about budget chat, so how residents can contribute in this chat, how this can help you to make changes in the budget, in the final draft?
So potential ward pairing. So, for example, Monday, January 13th, Ward 7 and 8. So if you live in Ward 7 and 8, your budget chat meeting will be happening on Monday afternoon beginning at 3:30. The budget chat that I'm hosting together with Mayor Patrick Brown is on Tuesday, January 14th for Wards 1 and 5 at 6 p.m. at Sand of Lane. On Wednesday, January 15th, my colleagues, Councillor Brar, Councillor Pelleschi, are hosting a budget chat in Wards 2 and 6 at 7 p.m. at the Faith Gospel Church. And on Saturday, January 18th, in Wards 3 and 4 at 9 o'clock in the morning, Councillor Keenan and Councillor Medeiros will be hosting a budget chat at Susan Fennell Sportsplex. And for Wards 9 and 10, if you're in Wards 9 and 10, that date and location is going to be confirmed very soon.
Thank you, Councillor. Thanks for your time. Thanks for joining us today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. Hope to hear from you guys again soon.
Sumi Sanji, Regional Councillor Ravina Santos, Brampton, da jo budget is saal da. Ode ch residents apni feedback de sakde ne. Ede bare city valon residents naal galbaat kiti jandi hai. Te eh jehdi galbaat city mayor Patrick Brown ate jede ch Regional Councillor Ravina Santos honge, eh Tuesday, January 14, 14 January, sham no 6 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ 7:30 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਗਿਲਿੰਗਮ 30 ਗਿਲਿੰਗਮ ਡਰਾਈਵ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੋ ਰਹੀ ਹੈ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਬਜਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੈਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਹੈ ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਚੈਟ ਹੈ ਜੇ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਕਨਫਰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਆਪਣੀ ਪਾਰਟਿਸਪੇਸ਼ਨ ਅੱਗੇ ਹੁਣ ਇਹ ਰੈਜੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਨਪੁੱਟਸ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਚੇਂਜ ਲਿਆ ਸਕਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਬਜਟ 'ਚ ਇਹ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਬਾਅਦ 'ਚ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗੇਗਾ ਪਰ ਸਿਟੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਇਹ ਇਨਕਰੇਜ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਰੈਜੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਬਜਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੈਸ 'ਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰਾਵਾਂ ਦੇਣ ਅਤੇ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਜ਼ੋਰਦਾਰ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਜੋਸ਼ ਨਾਲ ਰੈਜੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਇਹਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣ ਮੇ ਵੀ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਨਫਲੂਐਂਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਟੈਕਸ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਕੰਸਰਨ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਮਹਿੰਗਾਈ ਦੇ ਯੁੱਗ 'ਚ ਅਫੋਰਡੇਬਿਲਟੀ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਸਿਸ ਦੇ ਯੁੱਗ 'ਚ ਅਤੇ ਗੱਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੁੱਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸਿਟੀ ਰੈਜੀਡੈਂਟਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਡਿਸਕਸ਼ਨ ਨੇ ਇਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਆਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਇਤ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਖਾਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਡੈਮੋਕ੍ਰੈਟਿਕ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੈਸ ਬਾਰੇ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਨੇ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਕਰਮੰਦ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਲੋਕ ਤਾਂ ਵੋਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਲੈਕਸ਼ਨ 'ਚ ਚੰਗੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਲੋਕ ਵੋਟ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਅਤੇ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੀਆਂ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀਆਂ ਡਿਸਕਸ਼ਨਸ ਨੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ 'ਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਤਾਂ ਬਸ ਚੰਦ ਕੁ ਲੋਕ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੇ ਲੋਕ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਨੇ ਸੋ ਇਸੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਦੇ 'ਚ ਸ਼ਾਮਲ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਬਜਟ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਰਾਵਾਂ ਹੋਣ ਇਨਪੁੱਟਸ ਹੋਣ ਉਹ ਸ਼ੇਅਰ ਕਰਨੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਸਿਟੀ ਨਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਫੈਸਲਿਆਂ 'ਤੇ ਕੋਈ ਅਸਰ ਪਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕੇ।